ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-5221-6374. Or you can email us at the Seed Sowers Ministry 18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
To follow Jesus, I've carried my cross. To follow Jesus, I've carried again. I've been buried with Christ and I rose with Him. I'm following Jesus, I've carried my cross. Sin has lost its power over me. Following Jesus, I've carried chorus. I have carried my cross. You see, if you don't think about the song, if you don't think, it doesn't make sense. Follow Jesus, I've carried my cross. I have carried my cross. Can you increase it? Carried my cross. There's something about it. Follow Jesus, I've carried my cross. I've been buried with Christ and I rose with Him. I'm following Jesus, I've carried my cross. Sin has lost its power over me. I'm following Jesus, I've carried my cross. I have carried my cross. Please, as you are singing, be thinking. The message has started. Lord Jesus, I've carried my cross. I have carried my cross. I have carried my cross. To follow Jesus, I've carried my cross. No more guilt and no more condemnation. I'm following Jesus, I carried my cross. I now live only for the will of God. I'm following Jesus, I've carried my cross. There's something there. Loud and clear. To follow Jesus. There may be one or two of you that will get it. I have carried my cross. To follow Jesus. No more guilt and no more condemnation. I'm following Jesus. That's your response. I now live only for the will of God. I'm following Jesus. Let's take it again. I've been buried with Christ and I rose with Him. Your response. I'm following Jesus, I've carried my cross. Sin has lost its power over me. I'm following Jesus, I've carried my cross. No more guilt and no more condemnation. I'm following Jesus, I've carried my cross. I now live only for the will of God. I'm following Jesus, I've carried my cross. I have carried my cross. I have carried my cross. To follow Jesus, I've carried my cross. I have carried my cross. I have carried my cross. To follow Jesus, I've carried my cross. to follow Jesus. I've carried my cross. I have carried my cross. I have carried my cross. To follow Jesus, I've carried my cross. Have you carried your cross? Have you carried your cross? To follow Jesus,
I've carried my cross.
Would you close your eyes again and pray? Say, Father, grant me understanding. Baby, please just quickly sing it, the chorus with you alone.
I have carried my cross. I have carried my
while you pray, let him just sing.
To follow Jesus, I've carried my cross. I have carried my cross.
Please don't joke. It looks like a simple song. It's a simple song, actually.
Jesus, I have carried my cross.
I need someone here to meditate
Jesus, on that. I have carried my cross. To follow Jesus.
Three more times, brother. Minister to us, brother.
I have carried my cross. To follow Jesus, I've carried my cross.
Think about it as he sings.
To follow Jesus,
two more times, Lord.
I've carried my cross.
Oh Lord, our Father.
I have carried my cross.
The power of the cross.
I have carried my cross.
We are not here to
sing. To follow Jesus,
oh, us,
I've carried my cross. I have carried my cross. To follow Jesus.
One more time.
I've carried my cross.
Oh, shut up.
I have carried my cross. To follow Jesus, I've carried my cross.
A sister needs to think on that song. A brother needs to meditate
to on that. Follow Jesus.
I have carried my cross.
To follow Jesus, I've carried my cross. I have carried my cross. I have carried my cross. To follow Jesus, I have carried my cross. I have carried my cross. Just to follow Jesus, I have carried my cross. I have carried my cross. Only to follow Jesus, I have carried my cross. I have carried my cross.
Thank you, brother.
Just to follow Jesus, I have carried my cross.
Some may not understand. Thank you, brother, for ministering to us. I felt somebody understand. Somebody here understands. Some may not, but somebody here understands. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. I am talking to brothers who understands the Bible. So I will not attempt to just repeat. I just want all of us to think together. Now, because of the oil now, my brother is trying to look. Sorry, brother. Sorry, sir. It's just the way the oil is. Alright, so if I go back, I'll see comfort. Galatians chapter 6 verse 14. The power of the cross. If you're carrying a different translation, please, we need you now. So, time is already out for me. Yes? NIV, sir. Let King James talk first, sir. King James. Old or new King James?
But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world.
Hmm. Another translation? Yes, sir. Now.
May I never boast except...
Gently, man of God.
May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
May I never boast
except...
All our English coppers, they've graduated. All our English people. Again, sir.
May I never boast.
May I never boast.
Except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Except in the cross.
Through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world.
Now, you know, if we're doing Bible study, Romana said, we could have been robust enough to allow for a discussion. But it's not like that. It's not like that. Another translation. Brother, you will still read NIV for us. Yes, somebody else? Amplified? No, let that brother read.
Okay. As for me,
I don't know about you, but for me.
However, I will boast only about the cross.
I will boast only,
yes,
about the cross of Lord Jesus Christ.
All right.
For by means of his cross,
by means of his cross,
the world is dead to me.
The world is dead to me.
And I am dead to the world.
And I
am dead to the world. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
As for me.
Right. Thank you, sir.
As for me.
I don't know about you. For me.
May I never boast about anything. May I never boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of that cross. My interest in this world. Has been crucified. And the
what world, translation is that?
New Living Translation.
Yes, study.
As for me, may I never boast about...
You know, if it was one of the members of the church that was speaking, I don't have a problem with that. But it's Brother Paul here, a foundational apostle. So I can't push him aside, yes?
Except the cross of our Lord Jesus
Standing
Christ.
Standing.
As for me...
Let that person just be hearing. As for me...
May I never boast about anything...
What's never? Never. Don't hide anything. Never is what?
Never.
Don't come and hide to it. Yes?
Except the cross of our Lord.
What is except? Except. No big English. Any big grammar on that? No. Yes, ma'am.
Because of that cross.
You don't need the Greek meaning. Except is except. Yes?
Because of that cross.
My interest in this world.
Has been crucified. And the world's interest.
And there are two things here. My interest. And the world's, so the world has interests. You'll be my brother. The world. I don't know if there was time we would have traced. I don't have a problem with my own interest. I can know my interest. But what's the interest of the world? I don't have a problem. I can tell you my interest. But their own interest is something for me to sit down with the scripture and say, what's the world's interest? It's two interests. My interest and the world's interest. Yes, ma'am.
The world's interest in me has also died.
Start again.
As for me, may I never boast about anything except
after the reading of the scriptures, then you stop. Yes.
Except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of that cross, my interest in this world.
No, my interest did not just. I'm not interested. No, it's the cross that made my interest to be crucified. Yes.
And the world's interest in me has also died.
And the interest of the world in me. So the world has interests in me. Oh. They are interested. Another translation. Let's who has living Bible?
Sir.
Yes. Huh? But our sister is outside. She has living Bible.
As for me, God forbid that I should boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hey.
Because of that cross, my interest in all the attractive things of the world was killed long ago.
Hey?
Because
my interest about what?
My interest
all the attractive things
of the world was
killed
long ago. And the world's interest in me is also long dead.
Long dead. It's simple, but may the Holy Ghost quicken you by it. Hey, brother, you are the one we are talking to. The Lord sent me here for you. If I describe what Jesus went through on the cross, you know. You know. But without assumption, John chapter 3 and verse 14. Yes, John 3 and verse 14. We are just reading, let's just enjoy the Bible. It's part of the message. Just read the Bible, brother. Explain, just read the Bible. Yes, yes, sir. As Moses lifted the serpent
in the wilderness,
even so,
the Son of Man.
Even so, what's that?
Must the Son.
Must
the Son of Man.
Son of Man.
Be lifted up.
Yes. And then verse 15, that whosoever believes. Now, let's just move. Let me ask. If it was about dying, why must he die on a cross? Can't he die by stoning? Is it not to die? What would the difference make if you stone Jesus to death? You could still write and say he was stoned to death for our sins. Is that not so? If they push him from top of the cliff the other day, and he fell headlong. Can't it be said that for our sake he was pushed headlong? Would he have changed the story of the gospel? Is he not dead? Can't they flog him to death? By chastisement, we have peace. If he was flogged to death, probably it would have been more graphic that our Lord was flogged to death. Is it not to die? You know, I'm asking, Lord, what is the problem after you made the creation of heaven and earth? There was a problem. Adam fell and Eve. There was a problem. Don't let us go into all of the stories of there were giants on the earth and all that. No, that's not. We are not doing Bible study. And then you wanted to bring the flood. And then you told Noah that he should raise an ark.
Okay, Noah raised hands. Some people didn't answer. Some people answered, and Noah came in. After Noah and the whole of the issues, there was a sacrifice, and then is it too? Now you could make a covenant with the earth by sacrifice. Is that not so? Was it too much for you to forgive our sins right from heaven and announce it? Is it not forgiveness? Are you following? I mean, is it not forgiveness? Brother Noah raised a sacrifice. And the Bible says, and the Lord God smelled. You know, that place may look mysterious and say, God like meat. And some people have raised issues like that among Muslims. You know, that's the issue of Ilaya is coming out, Salah. You know, meat idea. And the King James said, like, the Lord God smelled. God, what smell? Is he cooking it or what? Later, he now said, if I wanted to eat, there were. So we now discover it was not about the smell, whatever it is. A rainbow came, and then you made a covenant and said, I will no more. The first flood that led to let there be light, this is the second flood now that is the issue of Ark. I will no more now send flood. If not, flood will have been a continuation. Tsunami is not flood. You understand? It's not covering the whole earth. And after the whole process, was it hard somewhere between Noah and then the time of Moses? Couldn't you send Jesus Christ and then you would have died? Something died for our sin or something. Why must you send prophet out to speak? You raise judges, you raise kings, you raise prophet, and then it went on like that. Between the last book, Malachi, and the first book, Matthew, it's about another 400 years thereabout. Hey, why this long waiting? Why? Well, the revelation of Daniel, if you start from chapter 9, the calf, the on, the goat, the he-goat, and all of that, different kingdoms. Why the waiting? Is it not to save the world? I discovered the delay was that wood called cross. Every system, there was no system of execution by the cross. The Rome invented it. So until the Romans will appear, the cross cannot be. The delay was that wood. You don't know that wood. That thing you call like is the reason why God delayed. I hear people say, hallelujah, let's talk of the resurrection. I say, yes. Without Jesus rising from the dead, we are of all men most miserable. But there's something that leads to resurrection. It's like I want to enter here and I refuse to pass through this door. And I'm attempting to go by the window. No, sir. No, sir. There's a door. So I say, Lord, what's the issue? What's the issue in you sending Jesus Christ? Why did Moses have to go through all that stress? At the end of the day, he said he didn't get to Canaan. You took people out of Egypt. Nobody entered except Joshua and Caleb. Why that waste? Over 2 million people. Theologians said over 2 million, 600,000 men. Not counting women and children. They all left. And they didn't get to promise land. Why all that? You remember Bible student? They said the law was our schoolmaster. They didn't need to bring law. Law was too laborious. Just introduce Jesus. No, sir. There has to be a system that will come upon the earth that is by the execution of the cross. I say, why? It was Jesus that repeated it in John. He said, as Moses lifted up the serpent. So God must wait for the replica of that. Now I said, Lord, why did Moses have to lift the serpent? Is it a big issue? People are being beaten by serpent. What's the big issue in this? Praise the Lord. I'm just reading my Bible. Serpent bites people. Can somebody just offer a ram and then the serpent's poison will stop? Are you following me? Yeah. Why a serpent on a pole? What's the issue? Are you with me? Are you following me? I didn't want to go further in explanation because there's a place I'm going. You want a serpent is biting people. Yes. Can't you just... Do you remember the other day that plague came? Was it not Aaron himself that went to rear up a sacrifice? And he stood between the plague and the people. And the Lord God stopped. Is that not so? This serpent bites. it's supposed to be a simple issue. I think sacrifice should end it. But this time around, Moses lift up a serpent of bronze, hang it upon the pole. I want the people to demonstrate their foolishness in me. Yes, how? Real serpent bite people. You said they should look at a fake serpent. That's foolishness. For the preaching of the cross is foolishness. Shaliwa, they said we should look at the snake on the pole. Is he a real snake? No, she said serpent of bronze. I said real snake is biting me. You said I should look at a serpent of bronze. Give me something. Give me that. They say that's the only way. And I thought the Lord should pity the people. No. So what would they do, Brahman? And say, real pain. It is real pain. I can describe that place over and over again. Real pain. Yes. Change your focus. Real pain. Bro, get me something. You say no. They said, you should look at that. No, I said, get me something. This is where the pain is. No, they said that. Look at the cross, the pole. That means God was saying, change focus from the pain to the pole. Change focus from what is real to what seems unreal. It takes foolishness to do that. It's complete foolishness. No wonder, go and check your Bible. Many died because it was foolish. Many died. How can you see real pain and you ask me to shift it? So I said, Lord, okay, fine. Why did you have to put the serpent up? Can't you just put it somewhere and people will come to it? He said, excuse me, where is notice board here? Eh? Where? All right. Brother John is our secretary. Are you following me now? But John just said, praise the Lord, coppers. There's an announcement that I placed on the notice board. And the notice board was under this chair. There's an announcement that I put on the notice board. Once you say notice board, where's everybody's eyes going? If you know it was there, let's say new coppers don't know it was there, what would they be doing? Their eyes can never go down because they call it what? Notice board. And a notice board should be up. So the idea of a board is public notice. How many of you know Jesus died publicly but rose again privately? You want to throw away the cross? You are joking. No, you know, if I was the one, look at what Pilate raised with me. Look at Caiaphas and all of the things they raised with me. If I rise from the dead, is Pilate as our first go? Or Caiaphas? And pull his nose. See, you are not serious. You thought, because I didn't want to drag issues with you people, I will have... He rose. But Luke now reads in the book of Acts and he said he went to the apostles. He showed himself to about 500 men. What about the people that crucified you? All those soldiers, they were saying, hey, and they were, I will have visited their house with their wives and children. And say, I rose. Why did you keep the matter of your resurrection private, but your death public? In fact, he was crucified on a hill. So if you pass and say you did not see, go and read Acts of the Apostles. They say, you are not strange to these matters. That's not it. They didn't do it under one household. So I think if a traveler was coming and was about to enter Jerusalem, that day, because they will be traveling, I'm sure, what will he notice? They are crucifying somebody. Is it like this to crucify everybody? They say yes, but there's somebody there. It is public. So God waited until the Romans came and invented an execution process. It was not in the record of the Jews. They don't kill like that. Highest that the Jews do is what? Stoning them. Let's go back a little bit. When they were crossing from Egypt and they were leaving that day, what did they eat to leave? Passover lamb. Yes or no? I say yes or no. How many of you know that? The Lord said they should take the lamb and do what? Kill it. Is that not so? And then the blood should be what? Based on what? The lintel. We are joining things together. That's why I'm jumping up. On the lintel. He said, when the angel of death passed, what is the language of that angel? When I see the blood. Not when I see your face. It's the blood, not your face. When I see the blood, I will what? Why? The blood on the lip. Can they put the blood? Or you, are you following me? Len on Abawole. Sorry, my Igbo and Hausa brethren. Sorry, I will say it again. When they say anyone Abawole, should be our language, is either English or the language of the host community. I'm an NCCF person. Anyone Abawole, say it after me. Hi, we will start the deliverance service. Now, why can't they put it somewhere here? Is it not blood? Have we not killed the Passover lamb? And put it somewhere here. Is it not blood? Anybody that should come should be able to say no. Raise it. Notice. Even the angel will not look down. This destroyer has no business looking down. It must be clear. So I found the message is going somewhere. And if the angel passes, this is what the angel sees. When I see the blood, that's the angel of death, will pass over. Means death has already occurred. I can't kill again. That's it. Death is here. Judgment has occurred here. Whoever is behind it, you understand? The only language of this destroyer is that. If you mistakenly put that blood somewhere here, you will see that. Yet the blood is there. The blood is there. Let's think backward a little bit. If the angel could enter and say, and they probably, please, we put the blood. They say, I didn't see it. The instruction is what? Linger. Smell. Public. Please follow. And when they were supposed to eat, take notes, they are supposed to eat standing. Oh. I see. God and his ways. You see, when you are talking about God, relax. What is the problem in eating and sitting? Every food somebody want to eat, it's supposed to see. When you are standing and eating, what? I don't know. I don't know if in your own tribe they say like that. In Yoruba people, what do they say? Eh? What does your mother say when you eat standing? This brother said the food will go down. Some parents will go to the leg. Some parents say something like that. Yes, somebody else. Some say we'll not be satisfied. Thank you. Yes, somebody else. One more. Eh? You don't digest. See, most of my mother will say, kilo liye. What's pursuing you? Because I don't know. Have you sat down before and you're telling your parent, you are traveling, and you sat down, cross your leg on the pallet, mommy, I'm going, Is that how you do? I'm going, Say, bring the juice. You tell your brother, bring the juice. If your mother should come to the pallet, I'm going now, I'm in the chair. Mother will likely, I don't think you are ready. But when you are going, how do you do? You are passing over. Don't eat it sitting, because this is the symbol of your escape. Be quick. Once the angel of death is passing this night, don't sit down as if you are enjoying the meat. It's not a meat you are enjoying. We withdraw the applications now. It's not a meat you are enjoying. in a hurry, brother, because you are passing over. The part that I close with on that point, he now said, when you eat it, don't break the bone. Brother, who like bone here? This is my sister Sandra. You like bone? You don't look like it. My wife like bone. If she serve me food, she'll be begging me for bone. I said, the real thing is the meat. What are you doing? Even our fathers ate the Passover lamb without breaking it. Why are you breaking it? She said, oh, maybe that's why she's stronger than me. God said, don't break. There's no time to look at that. Don't break the bone. Don't break the bone. So what are you supposed to consume? Flesh. Break the bone. And if you go back, I can't, Baba. When you go back now to the cross, they said, they found Jesus, he had died already. The way the Romans will execute completely is that they will break your bone. So that the weights can rest on the nail in your hand. But for Jesus, you know, if they broke his bone, I think resurrection will have a problem. Yes. Resurrection. You see how? There's no time to draw that. Resurrection will have a problem. So I say, he has already died though. They say no. Ensure. That's what brought about a pierce. If they break the bone, no pierce. And if I spent of the Bible, the scripture already established that he shall be pierced. Because if he was not pierced, the church will not be born. I give an example. The church is the bride of Christ. Yes, sir. A similitude of Eve to Adam. Where did Eve come out from? But as John wrote, he said, and I saw blood and water came out. What is water doing there? What's water doing there? Was it not Brother Paul that established that? How did he cleanse his church? By the washing of water? By the word. And also the blood with which he purchased the church. So if they have broken his bone, no piercing. No piercing, no bath of the church. Let's draw a picture. The way Jesus now spoke, they are the issues that give me headache. If I'm praying, I'm saying, Jesus, so what you are saying, you are not suggesting, you are commanding me. He said, it's an issue for my heart. So let's examine scriptures quickly, and then can you see now? Now, sir, Galatians 6:40. So I think Brother Paul understood this thing. He now said, God forbid. If I will boast of anything, oh Jesus. Thank you, sir. Thank you for laboring with us. Yes, Galatians 6:40.
May I never boast except.
You see, that thing, God abused it to rebuke me. You see that? May I never boast except
in the cross of our Lord.
In the cross of our Lord Jesus. And I was expecting Brother to raise issues like, thank God for what the cross has made me. Thank God because in Christ I've been made new. No. I expect him to boast along those lines. But his own line of boasting is shocking me. Yes?
Through which the word has been crucified to me.
You see, that's his emphasis. Through which the word has been crucified to me and I to the world. Yes, my dear sister. Yes, I almost called you mommy in law, but I now remember that was the drama. Yes? Read for us.
As for me,
May I never boast. You see, this brother talking here, he understood the cross. Foolish me. I boasted before in anointing. Mm-hmm. When somewhere to preach, say, I speak as God's anointed.
God said, what?
What is that? What's that? Okay, why? I preach somewhere and then they line up to buy my tape. You know, and one of the pastors was saying, everybody must get this tape. They were making a big something out of it. So when we finished the conference, people lined up. Maybe the tape was not enough. You know, a part of me was checking. We thank. If nothing is there, it won't line up like that. So one brother made mistake. You know, he now said, brother, look, we thank God. This is a very, very serious conference. We are doing another big one, you know, calling people who are our guest minister and all of that. You know, they were lining up to buy the dish. So I said, sorry, brother, no problem. The Lord will help us. While I was praying, the Lord said, in that conference, don't speak on their team. It's Holy Spirit. That's the team they gave me. This you saying that I should not speak on their team now is not correct. Okay. Oh yeah, go and speak on their team. This brother was inviting me on the basis of the anointing. And I took it. And I got there. I saw elderly men, I saw people. And their team. was on the book of Esther. And I've read Esther. And there are things I have dug out. I've dug out from Esther. You know how you preach and people say, glory! Yeah, I'm asking, what is that? See, I'm reading my Bible. So, you know, praise the Lord. You see, I'm reading out of the apostles, but I'm looking at the church today. And I'm wondering, are we all right? Brother Paul is preaching. Somebody slept to death. You see, brother is not anointed. This brother did Bible study, expository study. And a brother had chance to go and look at the out of the apostles. They say he sat in the window. Not the way King James or the people that say he sat on the window. They said in the window. And in the window may look like one leg was out, the other leg was in. Sorry, sir. Brother Paul is doing exposition. And then go and read. And they said he left the place of light. He said many lights was in that room. So for him to sleep, he must have left the place of light. I don't know why. Probably the messages were too hot. His heart could not get the dealing. So, no. It's not glory. Even the person is not getting anything. Woo! Like siren. So I got there and then can we make welcome and all of that. Once I got there, the Lord said, don't speak of their thing. I argue with the Holy Spirit, you see. I am not boasting in the cross. I say, Lord, you see, the book of Esther has a lot of lessons. If I die, I die. A queen in the land. It's okay. You have anointing. Go ahead. And I was starting. I was jumping and all of that. Everybody was serious. Because they were judging me by the anointing of the last conference. This is the shocking part. Once I finished the message, the Holy Spirit popped me again in the middle of the message and said, change that thing. I said, it's already flowing. This is flowing now. May people know you to death. Glory! There is one person evaluating your heart, not the way you demonstrate on the pulpit. There's one person that is your audience. Those things are missing in the church, the understanding of the cross. I'm going there now. And then the message ended. Once I made the altar call, all the church was on their knees. I was like, Holy Spirit, if this message didn't affect them, will they be on their knees? Babas were on their knees. People were on the on the exposition of Esther. As we finish, a brother came to me and said, God bless you, brother. You really tried. Oh, you really tried. The question is, if you are saying I tried, it means I performed. I did not minister. Oh, you really tried. Brother, you really, really tried. And the Lord said, if you had spoken, I will never forget that thing. He said, speak on Jesus, the chief cornerstone. I was pointing them to the Rema of Esther. The Lord said, I will have done like this. I will have done like this. You hindered me today. You blocked me because the cross is not your focus. You wanted to show yourself. That's not the life of the cross. I wish I can draw that application quickly. And then they came and gave me honorarium. Oh, that was my problem. Because as if the Spirit of God was saying you are a thief, collecting the money that you did not work for. But the problem was that there was no transport to go back home. That was my problem. So I reluctantly collect. I was a thief that day. I said, God, if I don't collect now, he's suffering. The place I'm going is far. Please, Lord. I regret it today. You know the funniest thing? They recorded the message. Maybe they still sold it. That was the headache. You know how it was to say, excuse me, please. That message was a message in disobedience. It became a problem. To say, please don't sell it. Don't sell it. It became a problem. What are you emphasizing? I ask you. I will not boast in anything. Except. You see, that thing you claim you have, that is the reason for your hallelujah. You don't understand. I see people. There's no time. Jesus. All right, let's read it.
As for me, may I never boast about anything.
May I never boast about anything. Yes?
Except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
What is that cross that I should boast about? That's what we want to see now. The power in it. Thank you. Finish it.
Because of that cross, my interest in this world has been crucified. And the world's interest in me has
sit down,
died.
Mommy. Let's raise that. Thank you, because I believe God will. Many of you, by His grace, you understand what I'm saying, and you even understand better. Now, my interests in the world, it was that cross that crushed it. Paul was saying, there's nothing now that I want to become in this world. In this world, nothing except Christ. And God corrected my understanding. I was praying and praying and fasting and praying and fasting days. Lord, Boast forth. Let your power burst forth in me and through me. Burst forth. That they may know that I'm called. God said that they may know that you are God. I said, make me great. Make me great, Lord. And the Lord said, no. That's wrong. Why do you want to be great? That's when I knew that there's something else in me that wants to be great. You see, I thought that I was really doing it for the kingdom until something happened that made me saw that in me Those of you that are not going into ministry, why do you want to be great? Because my interest in the world, the cross, has finished. Oh, you know, this is foolishness. This is pure foolishness. Someone say, yes, what are you planning for your life? Nothing. Except what the Lord is showing. No, I mean, what are your personal plans? Nothing. I'm waiting on him to show me as I critically think about what he wants me to do. Say, no, what are you talking about? I said, what do you want? Nothing. No interest. That's what the cross makes people. That's what the cross turns you into. No, there's not. Every interest you have is finished. Those of people want to marry and they're already disturbing heaven that nobody has proposed to them. Some are saying every lady I proposed to have run away. They ran away. They left me. The question is, why? What do you want to marry for? Because this is what the cross is practical. What, okay, what do you want to marry for? So you can become Mrs. or Mr. To take away your shame? Is that it? What are you looking for job for? We must clarify. If you have known, when they chose this topic, I said, Lord, this is the number one problem of the Nigerian church. We have edited the cross from the gospel. We took it away. We reduced the cross to, he died for you, hallelujah, just come. He has paid for your sins, just come. No, sir. The first thing the cross did was that it's the foundation. The foundational entry into the Christian faith. The cross. If you are born again, you must go through the cross. Can I just rush you for that? Now, number one. The same way he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over. That's the same way the cross is. The judgment. Now, please listen. For whoever saw the cross, knew. Not talking about somebody that said, hallelujah, hallelujah, I've seen the cross, hallelujah, hallelujah, I've seen the cross, and then he can go back and meet his dear friend. No, that's not what I mean. No, not that person. That one is just lips. That you became a Christian. Brother, answer that question. How did you become a Christian? Was it because you were just going to church? What they just said, well, let me just... No. Did you come to the point of conviction that this someone, have you seen it, died to replace you? See, let me say this. Do you know forgiveness is not free? And salvation is not free. To you it is free. Not to Jesus that paid. It was paid for. It's not free. It's you that got it free. The person who paid knows it's not free. So, sir, as you are looking at me, I beg of you. Have you experienced the forgiveness? And this is it. You were the one that sinned. Christ replaced you. And they asked you to go. Simple. One. Number two. When he died on the cross, according to Romans chapter 6, time is failing me now. You could have looked at it. Its death was your death. I was going to church, my man, I've been going to church. They didn't explain to me. I discovered that many believe in the cross without experiencing the cross. Head believe, not heart. They didn't experience the cross. The cross is not a story, it's an experience. Really, Jesus went through it. So if you come to Christ, you must experience what he experienced. When he was on the cross, something was going on. He took my judgment. You know what he did? According to Romans chapter 6. He condemned sin in his flesh. That's what Romans chapter 6. If you start reading from verse 3. If you go to Romans chapter 8. It started with, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Who walks not after the flesh but after the spirit. For the law of the spirit, verse 2, in Christ Jesus, hath made me free from the law of sin and death. What the law could not do, in that it was made weakened by the flesh, God sending his own son, condemned sin in the flesh. That's what the cross did. my first challenge. Please take note about number one. The cross is the foundational entry into the Christian faith. It's foundational. Brother, it's foundational. I raised that issue in the last discipleship class. I will raise it now. I was shocked to see brothers praying in tongues, doing things for the Lord, and yet he could impregnate two sisters at the same time. I didn't get it. Ah, please. That thing troubles me. Accurate prophecy. And by the time he was caught, we were counting 12 sisters. 12! Where's the Holy Ghost? What's his name? Holy Spirit. Which one do you carry? Holy. They say this spirit is holy. What kind of thing is that? Don't let me describe that. It gives me serious headache. I understand if they say he made a mistake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Count them. Not the ones. There are others we didn't know. The ones we could count. Some brothers, one of the disciples came and then they started 90 hours prayer. And they sent message to me. I said, well, that's good. Thank God for that. I'm happy. Youth can pray. And they started. Seven. And the same brethren, exam was following week or 2 weeks after. They cheated. They cheated. Where is the akadadi? What? It's giving me, you see, it's just giving me problem. You see, while I thank God for the introduction of the dimensions that is coming now, but dimension without foundation is frustration. Telling you. It's frustrating the people. Brother, I will not introduce you to dimension until the foundation is settled. There's no problem with dimension. Can you guys go? I think I've said it here before. Went for evangelism and a brother followed me. And this is this brother. Whiskey, Olamide, Naramali. Those are the things he's listening to. I gave him the gospel. Will you follow the Lord? Yes, sir. I'll follow the Lord. I'm ready to follow him. And all of that. This is your Naramali must go. Yes, sir. This is your Lamide must go. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, delete. And I told my brother, I said, brother, thank God for this soul now. Please let me give him your Christian songs. I think I've said it here before. And then I was doing something else when he gave him songs. So I say, hell yeah, play your song. I just heard Arimanano Yadada Ya Balagaye. I said, what? He said, sir, I gave him chance. I said, chance. Somebody just accepted Christ. You give him chance. Excuse me. Which country are you from? Chance. Does he understand? Does he understand that? In his eyes. You know, Ruben can see that. I said, what? As newborn babe, desire, not chance, sincere, not chance. Chance do not establish people. You know, see, it may be offensive, but it is true. See, they are writing me time up. See, listen. Say, delete it! Say, so that it can be on fire. Is that how you became on fire? That's how we taught you to be on fire. Scripture said, newborn babes desire sincere milk. He needs milk now. I'm grateful. Don't let me now abuse this one. The foundation. Some brothers were thirsty for power. And they will go. mighty hours. They are still cheating. So Holy Ghost of Articaba, 7 hours, he could not reveal question to you. I don't understand your faith. Daniel did not have angel. I used to say, God, my quiet time series is Daniel. 2 days ago, I was seriously disturbed in my quiet time. I said, God, this brother is not filled with the Holy Ghost. He does not speak in tongues. He's not born again. Gabriel. If Gabriel had come and he just raised issues, I don't have a problem. But the comment of Gabriel is affecting him. He said, Daniel, a man greatly beloved. You know, that entered the class of Jesus. This is my beloved. I said, Lord, I don't like this Daniel. He was so relevant. Kings were going, kings were coming, kings were going, kings were coming. A man is sharp. This man will shame our generation of noise. What is God? See, deal with me. I said, please, you have to show me from here whatever he is and whatever he's doing. All kinds of things are happening in a family. They will be doing praying in tongues. They are blind to what will happen next. What is all this? Somebody should ask serious questions. The Lord now said, he said, there's something Daniel is doing that we are not doing. That's how I started. I saw my life and say, hey, I'm a preacher and I don't know this. I'm a preacher and I don't know this. So the Holy Ghost could not reveal questions to you. They were cheats. At the end of their 90 hours prayer, nothing. Is God that wicked? Baba is that wicked? Brother, foundation before dimensions. And the cross, it breaks something. When Jesus said,